Support for KPLU comes from Seattle Metropolitan Credit Union, proud sponsors of Street Sense. For more than 75 years, SMCU has operated for the benefit of its members, offering products such as Feel Good Checking that support local nonprofits. Info at smcu.com.
Richard Hager.
Maynard.
Regarding the real estate market, and that's why we're here right now.
It is.
It seems to be a bit of schizophrenia on the rampage because you tell me as the pro that some homes are getting multiple offers, but yet also you say that buyers are pickier.
They are. They're both. What we're seeing right now is there are fewer sales this year than last year at this time. We also have a large reduction in the inventory of available properties that are out there. You have a lot of people who are in the foreclosure process, a lot of people who have a mortgage for more than their house is worth, so they're not going to sell.
Then you can't be too picky as a buyer because if people are making multiple offers, you'll be on the bottom of the heap.
That's the schizophrenia that we're seeing, yes. Certain price ranges, Bellevue, we're seeing it, Magnolia, Queen Anne. But those houses are in really good condition. They're the primo houses. They don't have any. They don't back to a busy street. They're not near a commercial. They're the perfect subdivision house for the family and kids, if you will. Those are selling. There is a high demand for those homes.
And so the premium homes, multiple offers, and if there's any setback or if there's any drawback, if you're on a busy street or in the Boeing flight path, you're saying what? No offers?
That pretty much, yeah. Oh. Often, in a slow housing market, which is obviously what we have, houses that have a flaw don't sell very well. Now, they can sell fine when the market's booming, like we had 2000 through 2007 or 8. Flawed houses were selling. It didn't matter.
People. Well, what do you mean by a flaw?
Let's say you are on a busy arterial. You're on Roosevelt Avenue heading up through the University District. During the boom times, people would buy it just because it was available. Nowadays, they'll look at that and going, I don't need the busy street. What do you have on the side street? It could be that the house isn't in the best condition. You know, that it's black and white paint job inside or something like that. And people do not want to buy those houses. So for them to sell, they have to take a steep discount to get those moving.
Overall, our prices in the past year, have they gone up? Flat? Down?
Yes. It depends upon where you are. In most areas, we have seen a price decline, no question about it. But we have seen in certain little segments, again, like I was talking about Queen Anne, Magnolia, Green Lake, certain areas of Bellevue, we've seen flat prices, maybe a skosh up on some of those things because they're rare, nice condition houses in the right school district, and the families just dig on it, and they come in and they buy those things.
But, well, then if somebody does live on a busy street, why they're stuck? What can they do?
Price. That's always the determining factor. You know, it's price, terms, or condition. Those are the three things that move real estate. And since the condition is what it is, you're going to have to either make great terms, you know, zero down, zero interest for 30 years, or you're going to have to reduce the price of the house.
What's the biggest drawback? What's the biggest negative about a house?
Biggest negative, not enough bathrooms or no garage of sufficient size. Our families today have two cars, two kids, or, you know, a lot of kids, and they need to have more bathrooms and cars to take the kids to all the soccer games.
Well, Richard Hager, you've just provided marvelous insight, and I thank you.
Maynard.